brothers and sisters, I was lucky enough to visit the Holy Land a few years ago. As my accommodation was organized in Bethlehem, I had to cross the border between the Palestinian territory and Israel at least twice a day. I must admit, each time when I had to do it, I felt uncomfortable. The presence of soldiers on the streets and at the checkpoints didn't indicate that I was visiting the city where the Prince of Peace was born. I could almost touch the hostility between the people of Palestine and Israel. Even small children were showing aggressive behavior, throwing rocks at the bus I was traveling in. However, aggression towards strangers is nothing new in that part of the world. Similarly to today's conflict between Palestine and Israel, the Jews and Samaritans had been divided for centuries. In biblical times, Jewish pilgrims who passed through Samaritan territory were often treated badly. Many of them were killed just because they were different. In today's gospel, Jesus did something unimaginable for a Jew. Not only did he decide to travel through the Samaritan land, but he also asked for hospitality in one of their villages. Sadly, the Lord's offer of friendship was rejected. That's why the disciples felt justified in wanting to see retribution done to the Samaritan village. We read in the gospel, the disciples, James and John, said, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to burn them up?" But he turned and rebuked them, and they went off to another village. Jesus rebuked his followers for their lack of tolerance. Tolerance is a much-needed virtue today as well. Think for a moment about a difficult situation or a conflict you recently experienced at home, workplace, or at school. How did you react? Were you tempted to be aggressive towards others? Did you feel angry? Many years ago, a strange situation happened in one of my parishes. Just before Saturday evening mass, a poorly dressed man entered the church, approached the altar, took four candles from it, and left undisturbed by anyone. The incident was reported to me when I was about to start the liturgy. It disturbed me greatly. I asked those who told me about it, why did nobody stop him? There was silence. Then I realized that it could be one of many homeless people wandering around the church and in a nearby park who simply needed those candles to keep him warm during the cold winter nights. I said a prayer for that person and calmed down. I guess we all face stressful situations in life. We all need to be able to stay composed, asking God for the peace of the Holy Spirit, no matter how difficult the situation might be. It is good to say a prayer for those who hurt us or even persecute us. Thus, we will show Jesus that we are serious about following him and that we are ready to shoulder different kinds of crosses for him.